7:23, ruined it for breakfast here on Triple M. Roo, big day down at Cromania yesterday. The leadership group was announced.
It was. Eddie Betts and Tom Lynch have been added to it. Richard Douglas and Sam Jacobs have dropped out. Tex Walker reappointed captain for the third year. And Rory Sloan, our next guest, has been appointed vice captain. Good morning, Sloaney.
Hello, Rory.
Yeah.
Hello, Rory.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing anything. I'm driving and training. I'm not sure what's going on in your end, you two. Yeah.
This is top rating radio, mate. We don't like dead air.
We're very professional at this end.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's my bad.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rupert. It was a good day yesterday. We've added Tom and Eddie to the group, who we both think can add something probably a little different. Poor Eddie and Sauce haven't really done too much wrong, those two. They're still very good leaders at our footy club, and they'll continue to be great leaders throughout the whole year as well.
So there's six people in the leadership group, Sloaney, and Tex said in one of his interviews yesterday, I'm happy to work with all six of them.
He's got to work with himself.
I reckon he does a bit of work with himself.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Now, Rory, is it purely a player vote, or do the coaches pick who it is?
It's a player vote, and then I think coaches will always have their say as well. I mean, but it is ultimately a player vote, basically, that we get our six guys from.
So explain to us on a weekly basis, what does the leadership group do? What would you say the main functions are? I know you have to lead, but what's do you have to meet very often? What sort of issues come up?
Oh, look, once a week, or if other issues pop up, we'll meet more than that. But look, otherwise, it's about driving the standards of the football club to the best you can and holding guys accountable to that, whether that means having those harder conversations or the conversations that are really encouraging ones and rewarding guys for what you're seeing as well. So I think it's about having a good balance of rewarding guys and challenging guys at different times.
Hey, Sloaney, Ditz had a bit of a crack at the Crows just before when he read out the leadership group. He said the average age is 35 and you get a pension card when you get put in there. Hey, who's the next group of leaders coming through?
Mate, I'm 26. Tommy Lynch is 26. I think we're all Texas 26. Not sure we've got that many oldies in there.
Nah, you're in your prime. I know that. But who's the youngsters coming through? Who's going to be the next leaders of the footy club?
Oh, you've heard bits and pieces about Jake Lever, and you've seen the way he operates on the field. I think he's a great leader. You've got Rory Laird and Brody Smith that are, again, they're a couple of our best trainers we've got around the footy club, and you see what they do game day. But and then Sauce and Dougie as well, who will continue to be great leaders. I mean, we've got a lot of guys, and that's what we expect. We've got six-man leadership group, which is just really a title. We expect to another 10 to 15 guys really be strong leaders around the footy club.
Internal trial Friday morning, first one for the year. Who are you looking forward to seeing play a game after all their training over the summer? Who's going to surprise people, do you think?
Not really. It's just good to play the football-like, getting back into some football-like stuff again, really. And I mean, everyone's been training for so long. I just want to see everyone run around. And you want to see how you just want to get back into your structures, your normal ball movement, and I just want to get back to playing football, because no matter what sort of training you do throughout the pre-season, it never feels like a game. So this will be perfect.
Now, just getting away from the footy for a moment, did you hear the coach? Did he score a hole in one the other day somewhere?
Yeah, I still don't believe him. He's got no photo evidence of it. Apparently, that's his second one in his golfing career, which is just ridiculous.
Where was it?
He was at Kionga. I think he was playing with the president of the club, and there was another, and Jody was there, obviously. Jody reckoned she was hardly watching, and then she thought, oh, I'd better see what he's hit here. And reckons it bounced once, twice, and trickled in. So he wasn't afraid to let all the boys know either.
Oh, how cocky would he be at the moment?
Chest is out.
And have you spent your time, Rory? You've been able to get some surfing in over the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. Most weekends I've sort of been able to get away. And during the week, we've got about six or eight guys there that I've managed to recruit, that all enjoy getting in the water. You've got Paul Hunter, Ben Davis, one of the new recruits, is a good surfer. Hugh Greenwood. So there's a few boys now that come along with me, which makes life a little easier in the water. Sid.
Where's your best spot? Where do you like in South Australia?
When I've got time, York's. The 3-hour drive to York's is a bit far, but if I've got 2 days, I'll make sure I get over there.
Wow. Are you talking like Chinaman's or something like that?
You know your stuff.
Dits can't even swim, let alone surf. Hey, just make sure you got a rookie on the outside of you, will
That's
you,
right,
mate?
Exactly.
We'll be right here.
All right, mate.
Good on you, Rory. Congratulations on being vice-captain, mate. It's a feather in your cap and well-deserved too. Well done, and good luck for the season ahead.
Thanks very much. You too. I'll speak to you soon.
Well done, Sloaney.
He's one of the best, Roo.
Absolutely. One of the very best in the whole comp.
He is, no doubt about it. Rory Sloane.